I mean, I guess when I got you, you were in the insurance policy, and it's a good plan right now. I mean, do you feel like, you know, you fit right in?
Well, we're not sure. Well, at least I'm not sure of the timetable of Antrell's return, but this is a role that I'm very familiar with. My time in Pittsburgh, my 5 years there, you know, I was a primary backup to Troy and Ryan, so it's a role that I know how to function in and I know how to prepare for.
Why did you pick the Giants? I mean, was there, you know, similarity there with...
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first-class organizations in the NFL, very similar to, you know, the way that Pittsburgh does things. And when I came here on my visit, I just had a great feeling. You know, the people here are awesome. And, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, you could see the track record of the wins and the success that Coach Coughlin has had here. And, you know, it was exciting for me to have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Well, I guess I was asking more about the need here, the scheme that they run. Was that attractive?
Yeah, like I said, from the outside looking in, from a defensive perspective, you know, you see three safeties on the field. You're really not sure what they're running, but all you see is three safeties on the field. And once I came here on my visit and met with Coach Merritt, Coach Fuel, got a little bit of better understanding of that. And, you know, it was exciting for me because they thought that I could fill that role. So, you know, we had a discussion about that, and here I am.
Brian, what is the unknown like for you right now, not knowing if Antrell might miss a practice or two, or for that matter, a couple of weeks, or even longer? I mean, does that give you any trepidation at all? What runs through your mind?
Not at all, because from day one, Coach Merritt came in the room and said, you know, we all have to prepare as if we're going to start the game. And that really sets the tempo, sets the attitude for our room, because you never know who could go down or when it could go down, but you know our job as professional athletes is to be ready.
You had a reputation as a guy who could hit, and I mean, is that how you see your role, or do you see yourself as somebody who, I can play center field, I can do whatever they need me to do?
I do have a reputation for hitting people, but, you know, my time in Pittsburgh, I did whatever was asked of me. If Troy was out the game, then I was playing strong safety. If Ryan Clark was out the game, then I was playing free safety. And, you know, that's just been my whole approach to being a professional. Whatever I need to do to help the team out, I'm more than willing to do.
Because it was kind of interesting, I guess the first time we really noticed you is when you hit Ryan Terrain, and, I mean, Coughlin was kind of in your face a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to hit your teammates like that, but you know, sometimes things like that happen, and it's an unfortunate thing, but he's doing better, and we moved on.
Brian, have you ever been in a defense where they've asked you to know multiple positions like this? I mean, here, you know, Coach Buell has talked about flipping the responsibilities of the safeties to kind of keep the offense off balance. Have you ever been in that kind of situation before?
Yep. Like I say, I just keep referencing back to my time in Pittsburgh. You know, it was a very similar approach that we had to the game. So, you know, you got to keep the offense off balance, and you don't want to just be static and line up to one particular side of the formation all the time. So it's best if you know both positions and both responsibilities in each and every defense, because the more you can do, the better off we'll be.
Did they ever use three safeties?
Yeah, we did. We did a few times. We had a package down there. It wasn't used too often, but we did have one.